So
I'm going to sit down.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I didn't mean, yes.
Okay. Your board adjustment had a 3-2 vote on a conditional use permit.
I don't understand.
It's being appealed tomorrow night.
I know. I'll be here.
And that'll be on the five cabins.
Okay.
But that's nothing to do with today. That's strictly for
the
RV
property,
part.
The same
property, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
In all seriousness, because of the hearing tomorrow night, I think it would be pertinent for us to
table
and make a decision after that.
Yes.
When doesn't mean that we
Plummer
will go against it or for it. I'm just.
No.
I think that would probably be wise of us to do that.
Is it fair to note everybody that came today for it, or do they need to all be present again
Nobody
if we bench this?
In my opinion, no. I don't think anybody needs to. We've already heard the.
We've heard the rebuttals. We've heard the.
I'm just making sure I'm not taking up people's time.
No.
Everybody's got stuff to do.
Yeah, no.
And to be honest with you, I don't even think we need to open it back up for another public hearing.
I was going
to
say, if you close the public hearing, then that meeting will be for the vote.
Now, we'll still allow people to talk.
I think that's fair.
No, I think.
But I think that would be.
That's where I was going with tabling, just so that we can get the time.
Don't try to take credit for it.
Well, that's where it came from. It's the first place I heard it. I think it's great.
Sorry, I lost my.
Commissioner Plummer, I like your idea.
So if it's not a public hearing, I'm still coming, correct, to that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
When we say not a public hearing, anybody can come to any of our meetings because they're public meetings. It doesn't mean that we're going to open it up for
public comment.
Again.
All right.
Yeah. And,
I'm just making sure we're going to bounce this back off of me if we're going to start putting restrictions on it,
oh,
so forth.
Yes.
Okay.
It will be a public hearing for that.
Okay.
And
be a public meeting, not a public hearing, unless the commission decides to allow somebody to talk.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and we're not closing it right now.
That's kind of what we were talking about doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about closing the public hearing at this point.
Well, I just said that because we didn't do that before.
Yeah. Well, this time we will. That way, next time when we come in, we will only hear from the petitioner and set forth the guidelines. If it were to be a rezone, set forth guidelines and make that adjustment or address it at that time.
If anybody else wants to speak, I would.
Yeah. So at this time, if there's anybody else that would like to speak, because when we leave today, just so we're all on the same page, I believe we will end the public hearing portion of it, and then we will leave it for vote at our next meeting. Is that the understanding? I just want to make sure that we do it with everyone with the same understanding when we leave today.
With that being said, historically, we always let everybody talk. So,
I was going to say, this happened before and they did
they
talk.
They talked, yeah.
Had it all again. So
well,
that's why I don't want
to. I just want to make sure there was a remembrance of who was here to speak for it. And then we're
absolutely
not going to show up.
And we have it on record. That's why when everyone steps up, we have them give their name. It's being recorded at this time. It's going out on the air as well.
We just try to be as transparent as we can.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Mr. Klinkenbeard, you had something to add.
The only thing I just want to say is the reason we have these zoning laws and everything zoned the way it is to protect the land for what it was intentionally used for. And with this being an agricultural area, there's not any more ground being made. There's not any more land. Once it's developed into something, it's not coming back to an ag land area. And that's what this area is for. There's a huge agricultural base in this part of the country. This is big cow-calf operation land. Ag is a big thing. We can't be losing it to all these residential and RVs and this and that. The next thing we know, it's taken over. We have no more land. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else? Anything else? Ma'am?
No.
Okay.
Move to close the public hearing for the rezone request. We're not hearing the other ones today, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the others.
So move to close the hearing for the public for the rezone
request. Yes.
But the statement was already made that we were going to hear anyone that came forward.
Correct. Yes. That we will. We will hear.
Statement's always been made that historically we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still gives us the ability to say no.
Right. So I have a motion on the floor to close the public hearing. with the knowingness that we will let anyone talk at our next meeting.
The reason I'm not saying that is because we did this before, and I got calls after calls wanting to know if
Understood.
People were going to be allowed to talk. And I tried to find out, and the impression I was given is that it wasn't. And then we had the room full, and we had talk. So
when have this board, or even prior board to Commissioner, what's your last name again?
Plummer.
Even prior to Commissioner Plummer, we have always let anybody speak, and we have never held anybody to a time limit.
That's what I said.
So
that's exactly.
But again, I want the ability to stop it if we need to.
Okay.
That's the reason for the motion. Okay. You guys can do whatever you want.
Knowing that we will move forward and allow people to speak, I will second the motion.
Are we going to make a separate motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I thought we said it.
Yeah. So we're going to close the meeting first, and then we will make a motion on the other. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Abstain? Opposition? Anyone in opposition?
Under circumstances, yes.
Okay. Well, 2-0, 2-1, motion carries.
Now, do we want to table to the next meeting or the next planned zoning hearing meeting?
So I would think that it would be to our next planning and zoning request hearing.
February the 20th.
It'd be February the 20th is when it would be tabled to.
Is that fine with everybody that's here today?
I believe so.
Move to table the rezone decision.
Correct.
This is the RZ23-019, order number 11-27-2023-01, K&H Buildings, LLC, to a definite date of February 20th, 2024.
That's on a Tuesday, because once again we have a...
President's Day.
President's Day. Just noted.
So I have a motion on the floor to table until February 20th.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we do have the two rezones due. Will you need a motion to table both of those? We have had a request for both of those to be...
It might make it cleaner. Kim, do you think you want a motion to postpone those? Because we've gotten written confirmation.
From both of those.
Yes,
asking those. Care if we do it in one motion?
No,
I don't mind.
Scott, I thought you did that by email. I didn't think we had a choice on that. I thought you did that by email. And you sent the email saying it was being tabled to the next one?
Well, I just sent you the requests. If you make a motion today, and the information I received was that you were going to postpone them.
Guys, this is...
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you want a motion to table?
Yeah.
Move to table. Rezone request RZ24-001, order 01-16-2024-01, IN LLC, and RZ24-002, order number 01-16-2024-02 for Carrie Cherry to a definite date of February
20th,
2024.
Perfect.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay.
I think I got your end.
All right. Give them just a second for everybody to clear out if that's good with you all. Good with you? Give just a minute, let people clear out, and we'll continue business.
You want me to move the podium? Just leave it?
It's fine.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're okay.
Quick recess. We've got a lot more meetings to go.
Good with quick recess.
They're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Lock this out?
Yep. All right. Are you ready, Ms. King? Go ahead. You good?
Yep.
Okay. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for January 8th, 2024, and then we have one set of executive session minutes for January 8th, 2024 as well. Everyone have a chance to review. I didn't see anything that needed to be corrected.
Please have the one set, correct?
Correct. The one January 8th, 2023 for regular and January 8th, 2024, both regular and executive for the same date.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 8th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for January 8th, 2024.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion carries. All right. Next on our agenda, we have board appointment. We have the Taney County Sewer District. We have received one application for that. So at this time, if the commission would like to move forward, I would entertain a motion for the appointment.
Date is?
So.
Be just 1-1 of 24 to?
A five-year term, yeah.
12-31-28, is that right?
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Move to appoint.
Dean
Harmon to the Sewer Board, effective 1-1 of 24 through 12-31 of 2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our Fill Dirt Agreement for Donald E. and Rita Crosley. With us, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Devin, is there anything out of ordinary with this one?
No.
And it is for an unlimited amount, correct?
Correct.
Move to approve the Fill Dirt Agreement by and between Donald E. Does it say or? Rita?
It does.
Rita J.
And Rita J. Crosley.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have an engagement letter for auditing services, file number 24-004A for auditor. We have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 9th, 2024, approving to the letter as to form. This is for KPM auditing services.
I'm assuming this is the same as always.
Correct. And our auditor could not be here this morning to represent. He is at Missouri Association of Counties meeting this morning.
This is for last year, 2023, to audit last year's.
Correct. For the 23 year,
yeah.
Fiscal year.
Move to approve the engagement letter for auditing services by and between KPM CPAs and advisors in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have the Treasurer Final Settlement and Investment Report. With us, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith.
Final settlement and investment report. By state statute, I have to report semi-annually. I'll just kind of go over the report a little bit. as of December 31st, 23, the total budgeted funds, all funds, is $69,285,140.66. In the cash account, which is the treasurer checking, was $12,368,229.86. ARPA was $5,327,118.50.